Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
ABC's Inés de la Cotera is joining us from France, a country that has banned shorter flights in a bid to cut carbon emissions. Explain this to us, Inés.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, so France deciding to ban domestic short-haul flights when train alternatives exist. So when the same journey could be made by train in under 2.5 hours, this won't affect connecting flights, but this ban basically rules out air travel between Paris and cities like Nantes, Lyon, or Bordeaux, for instance. And this, of course, like you say, is all done in an effort to cut carbon emissions, with experts saying that planes emit 77 times more CO2 per passenger than a train does. And the train system in France, of course, very efficient. Trains are cheap, they're safe, they run on time. There's a lot of trains out there. I often take the train just because it's easier. And worth pointing out that lawmakers did pass this law 2 years ago. So people knew this was coming. They knew this measure was coming. But we are seeing a bit of a split in the reaction. There are some that say it doesn't go far enough. And others, you know, airlines groups speaking out, they're not thrilled with this measure. They're just recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic. And they're saying that this measure is actually just symbolic, that banning these trips will only have minimal impact on CO2 output.
So, Inés, how many flights per day will be cut?
So I don't have the exact numbers, but it is any domestic flight where there is a train alternative that would take 2.5 hours to get to the same destination. Some groups have actually asked the government to go further to look at banning train journeys or flights when there are train journeys of under 4 hours. So if you want a U.S. example, if you think about a D.C. New York journey, a lot of people take the train for that. The Acela, that takes roughly 3.5 hours. So under this proposal, flights between D.C. in New York would be banned. So that's what these groups are proposing. The 4-hour proposal was scrapped, though, because some regions objected to it. And again, because the airlines objected to it, Air France, KLM, that group, quite powerful here in France, and they were not on board with this, the more extreme measure of banning flights of under 4.5 hours. So or where a train journey of under 4.5 hours exists. So they went with the shorter flight for now.
Do we know of any other countries that are doing this, or is France kind of setting the blueprint here?
France taking the lead, certainly in Europe, France taking the lead here. And I think that's what, you know, part of the reason there's so much focus on this. We'll see if other countries follow suit. France has certainly tried to take the lead on just climate matters in general within the EU. Worth pointing out, though, France is facing a lot of criticism, as are other European countries, for not actually meeting the targets they've set for themselves. And just a few days ago, I was reporting on the climate protests that are breaking out around Europe, or, you know, we're seeing a number of kind of extremist climate activists taking to the streets or engaging in all sorts of protests to speak out against the fact that countries like Germany, the UK, Italy are not meeting the climate targets that they've set for themselves. So I think France here with this measure is hoping to at least, you know, get one step closer to its goals.
Inés, just real quickly before we go, has there been any reaction from the public on this? How are they feeling?
Yeah, so, you know, again, I think the public, so they knew it was coming, and we haven't seen any kind of major protests. I think for the most part, a lot of people in France already take the train, and so this feels, you know, very natural to them. But we are hearing from, again, climate activists who want the government to take this further, and airlines that are not thrilled. They're worried about business, of course. They're just recovering from the pandemic. So I think look to the airlines for more reaction on this in the coming days.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did. Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.